This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Iran put its military capabilities on display Sunday with a series of parades to mark the 39th anniversary of the start of the Iran-Iraq war. Iran's president is warning that foreign forces are threatening the security of the Gulf after the U.S. said it was deploying troops to the region. Meanwhile, in an interview with ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he believes Trump's strategy on Iran is working.
We are well on our way to forcing the Iranian regime to ultimately make the decision to become a normal nation. That's all we've ever asked.
This September 14th assault exposed the vulnerability of the region's oil facilities to drone and cruise missile attacks. Protesters in Hong Kong trampled a Chinese flag, vandalized a subway station, and set fire across a wide street on Sunday as pro-democracy demonstrations took a violent turn once again. The airport, including the train terminal, which has been a target before by protesters, was heavily guarded, and only passengers holding valid tickets were allowed to enter the terminal. This traveler says he's stuck right in the middle of it.
We were aware that there were protests about midday today, yes.
It was in the paper.
That's why we came to the airport early, thinking that we have to, our flight was delayed, but it turns out it's been delayed till tomorrow, so we shouldn't have come out.
The city's government announced new curbs on rail travel ahead of the latest in a series of planned protests targeting the airport. World leaders are preparing to gather for their annual meetings at the UN General Assembly Monday. More than 100 heads of state and government are expected to attend. The summit is to focus on global warming, and only those leaders with plans to mitigate the effects of global warming will be invited to speak. This is VOA News. U.S.